ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Please repeat after me. Tadvidi pranipatena.
Tadvidi pranipatena.
Pariprashnena sevaya.
Pariprashnena sevaya.
Upadekshanti te jnana.
Upadekshanti te jnana.
Jnaninastattva darshina.
Jnaninastattva darshina.
Tadvidi pranipatena.
Tadvidi pranipatena.
Pariprashnena sevaya.
Pariprashnena sevaya.
Upadekshanti te jnanam.
Upadekshanti te jnanam.
Jnaninastattva darshina.
Jnaninastattva darshina.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Prabhupada says the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Thank you so much. So it's not so easy to understand the path of spiritual realization. Therefore, the Lord advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Damang hi sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Now here's a secret. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master. And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. It's a very nice point by Prabhupada. It's not enough to hear. One must surrender and serve the spiritual master, and then also inquire wherever things are not so clear. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Please let us all chant the Pranam mantras to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, here is the secret of advancement in spiritual master. It's described here, the advancement in spiritual life. That is, one should accept a spiritual master in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. And Prabhupada says, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. My dear devotees, once we had a public program in Stockholm, Sweden, and we had invited Srila Prabhupada, who stayed at that time in England, in the Bhaktivedanta manner, to come to this public program in Stockholm and give a lecture there. And Prabhupada decided to speak on this relationship between disciple and spiritual master. And at that time, I made notes during his lecture, but I lost the notes, but just recently I found the lecture again and made notes again, and I would like to read to you a little bit what Srila Prabhupada says about the relationship to the spiritual master. Let me just see if I have everything ready here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So imagine Prabhupada sits on the Vyasasan and looks out on the crowd, and he starts his lecture by singing the prayers to the spiritual master. Some of you know the prayers, you can sing along with me. Sang Saradava Natalida Loka Nanaya Karunya Ganaganatvam Praptasya Kayana Gunana Vasya Vande Gura Taranaravinda Mahaprabhu Ke Tananita Gita Harita Madhyam Anasura Sena Omancha Kampas Dutaranga Bajo Pane Gurashi Saranara Vimta Sivigrahara Tani Tanana Glasnya Alatana Piramajanaro Yuktasya Vakam Chaniyonyatopi Pane Gurashi Saranaravinda Chaturvidasri Bhagavad Prasaro Sarvanatita Vivakta Sara Ete Vatete Ayata Sadeva Vande Rasi Vidarikava Abayorapada Madhuyalila Gurarupanana Parishanasa Tanalulukasya Ande Gurashi Sanarinda Nikunya Yuno Kadikeli Siddhai Jayani Miyokti Navishaniya Jati Rasha Jati Rasha Ane Rasi Saksatharite Nasamasa Sastaya Okyastatava Yataiva Sati Kintu Pabuya Priyaiva Tasya Ane Rasi Yasya Pasada Bhagavata Sado Yasya Pasada Nagati Gotopi Dayam Suvam Sasya Yasya Stisanyam Pane Gurasi Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya
Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Premanandi.
So almost the first sentence which Srila Prabhupada says after singing this song is, so the Guru can help you to transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky. Should I perhaps repeat this because it's so profound? And so, Prabhupada would always say a long so. So, the Guru can help you transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky. And then Srila Prabhupada speaks about another transmigration. This transmigration or journey is what the spiritual master can do for you. It can help you to make this journey. In the 15th chapter, Prabhupada actually speaks in one of the purports that one should be very enthusiastic about this information, that one can actually in this life return to the spiritual world. So he speaks about this first transmigration. Now, if you don't make this journey or this transmigration from where you are to the kingdom of God, to the eternal spiritual sky, your home, you will be forced to make another transmigration, and Prabhupada speaks about this. You take birth, live for some time, then you have to give up the body, then accept another body, then live again, Radha Kripa, this is profound, then live again for some time, then again give up that body, samsara, Prabhupada says. So this is the second transmigration. It's this transmigration with which we are familiar. We move on, then we are attacked by death and die. Then we bury the dead persons, you know, our mother and father, we bury them, and then we move on, then our death comes, then we transmigrate to a new body, and perhaps our children give us the funeral, they bury us. Is there another life? In material life, there is no other life. This is the situation. Radha Kripa has just been there to bury her father, no? Or, you know, you have seen that. And it has just happened. And mother is still there. She will also die. Radha Kripa will again bury the mother. Then one day it's her time, then she moves on to another life. Is there another way of living? It's an interesting question, no? In material life there is no other way of living. There was this movie of people who were traveling and they would never commit any, they would not defend themselves. And then people came to attack them, and some of them would die. Those who were left over would bury the dead people, and then the others would move on. It's actually I heard about it. It's in a book. And they asked the question, is there another way of life? We just live for some time, then we die. Or we see people dying, we bury them, we carry on, then it's our time. And we go on like this from life to life. So Prabhupada says the guru can help you transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky. It's a different type of life. And then Prabhupada says why it is not nice to live this life, material life. He says it's a forest fire. In the forest, the fire comes and no one is happy about it. It burns all the trees and they are black and lifeless. So this is the life in the material world. It's a suffering, you know. Prabhupada says that in this lecture there's a war going on between nations. There's war going on between man to man, neighbor to neighbor, husband and wife. They also have a war. A father and son have a war. The war is going on. And Prabhupada says what this war is. It may not be that a father disagrees very strongly with his son, or the son disagrees with his father. It may not be such a problematic situation that husband and wife quarrel so hard that divorce seems to be the only way to survive. The war which is going on in the world is the anxiety Prabhupada makes this point. Everyone has got an anxiety. That's the proof of material existence. You know, the anxiety is, what will the future bring? How will I maintain myself? Will this Krishna conscious process work for me? Yes or no? And then there is another fire. It's the fire of desire, that I constantly want something in this world. And Prabhupada says the guru can stop this fire of anxiety. And he says, if you want to be without anxiety, then you must take shelter of the instruction of the spiritual master. Then you will be anxiety-less. This is the test. So I don't know if where you are, if you have, I mean, many of you have spiritual masters, but I don't know all of you, so I cannot speak for all of you. But if you are really in a relationship with the spiritual master, where you hear from him, learn from him, follow the instructions, then you should test the relationship. Are you free from anxieties and worries? This relationship is meant to help us to become free from anxieties. And then Prabhupada has made 3 points up till now. The guru can help you to transmigrate to Krishna. He has spoken about if we are not doing this, we transmigrate from body to body, lifetime from to lifetime, and the result of this transmigration is not happy journey, Nekaman, tourist agency. No, it is a journey of anxiety. So the spiritual master is supposed to help his disciple to become free from anxiety. And this is the test. All of you who have a spiritual master, please check out if you are free from anxiety. If you are not free from anxiety, I strongly suggest to you to look into your relationship with your spiritual master and see how you might come to the level where this works. Prabhupada, he is very, he observes the guru-disciple relationship, and he has seen that there are a lot of mistakes in the relationship. He has seen there is a lot of cheapness in it, and so he spoke about this in Stockholm. Don't make a sheep guru or a fashion guru, just like you keep sometimes a dog as a fashion. Similarly, if you want to keep a dog, or if you want to keep a guru as a fashion, I have also got my guru. That will not help. You must accept a guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of anxiety within your heart. That is the first test of a guru. Now, I must tell you, my anxiety is increasing every single second of the time where I'm sitting here, because one of the audience members is highly dissatisfied with his relationship with the spiritual master. He cries. So I'm wondering, maybe he needs a good mother who has a brain to take care of a child. Yes. So the test of, it is said, when you enter, may I ask perhaps you to tell the mother, there are ways to take the baby.
Yeah,
then they can go into the nature where the child is happy. Mm-hmm. And it always helps to move the child like this, or turn around. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I had to learn all this because I need to give advices to our parents often. So the test of your guru-disciple relationship is, are you becoming free in that relationship from the blazing fire of anxiety? This is the question. It's very important that we, first, before taking on a guru, we must test the guru. If this works, am I becoming free from anxiety? And also the guru must test the disciple. Is this a good relationship? Is it working? Is the disciple able to take the instructions, the perspectives, the knowledge, and the blessings? And is he becoming free from anxiety? Is he becoming happy and Krishna consciousness? This is very important relationship. You know, this is, I remember the first time when I came to the temple, there was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who gave a lecture. He was a very learned disciple, and he said, he spoke about the guru-disciple relationship, and he said the guru is actually like a travel guide that who takes a traveler over a difficult to negotiate mountain and brings him to the land where the disciple can be peaceful. Prabhupada spoke in that lecture a little bit more about this. He said, so if the spiritual master is meant to take you back home, back to Godhead, he himself must be more interested in the spiritual world than he is in the material world. Do you agree? It says, so the ultimate goal of the spiritual master is that he wants to be transferred to the planet of Krishna, where the guru wants to associate with the gopis to help them serve Krishna. So this is what the spiritual master wishes to, where he wants to go and where he wants to take us and where he gives us instructions. It's a very serious relationship. I have strong conviction that this relationship can work in modern times, but both the guru and the disciple must be very careful that their combination is based on spiritual considerations, no? Spiritual truths, and that they have the same goal. Not that the guru wants to go to the east and the disciple wants to go to the west. Then it's very difficult. Yes. In our movement, we have seen that Srila Prabhupada is, not surprisingly, a very, very special spiritual master. And there is an understanding that he is the main deliverer of all the devotees, and his disciples who act as spiritual masters are more like they are helping him. They are like instruments, and in this way we all are led by Srila Prabhupada, and we have our spiritual masters who help us under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. That is the understanding we have in our movement. It is a very beautiful understanding, I think, a very safe understanding, and it invites devotees to make this ultimate journey back home, back to Godhead. This is more or less what Prabhupada said in Stockholm. I was very, very, very moved when I heard the lecture, and I could understand not so much of it when I first heard it, but then when I found the tape recording, I was very happy to have such a spiritual master. Krishna. So, my dear devotees, we have 5 more minutes. This is very small time. But tomorrow we have a little bit more for those who are there. Do you have any question regarding these points or any other point which regards the guru-disciple relationship? How do you like this definition that the relationship is there to help us calm down the blazing fire in the heart, which is the material disease of anxiety? Isn't that a beautiful promise, so to say it? I think, at least in my relationship with Prabhupada, I can say, I think 2 days ago, one devotee asked me, "You appear so happy always, Sachinanda Swami. What is?" And I said, "Well, I have the feeling Krishna consciousness works, and Prabhupada has stopped my this anxiety and restlessness in the heart, and you know, become peaceful. And I doubted this very much. I thought, it's not possible for me. Yeah. Good. Here is Balaram Pran, I believe. Yes. Balaram Pran. Are you healthy again? I heard you were also one of the victims of the spread of the illness.
Yes, Maharaj, thank you for asking.
Good.
Actually, my question also, the spiritual master is, on one hand, we say he's not different from Krishna, in the sense of that he is representing Krishna, but sometimes we see our spiritual master or spiritual masters going under difficulties which apparently or externally seem to be caused by the material nature. So how do we maintain the consciousness to know that a spiritual master is not an ordinary person? Or maybe you can speak about this point. What does it mean actually that the spiritual master is not an ordinary person?
When the older Prabhupada disciples noticed that some gurus had struggled with illnesses, you know, heavy illnesses, this question came up. And I remember when one devotee who was a guru in Mayapur died from COVID, this again was a question. What happens here? We hear that the Lord is never touched by the material energy, but this is a clear case of COVID infection. No? This was discussed between closed doors with some older devotees. What is happening here? And the understanding which came and which many of us liked is that, yes, in this world also exalted souls undergo some remnants of their karma, old karma, which comes and develops or it manifests in the life. We recited the verse Tatenu Kampam Shushumikshamanam, that Krishna is reducing the karma of which he gives to those on the spiritual path, but they do have a remnant, a little leftover karma. Many have this, and does this diminish the spiritual master's ability to guide his disciple? No, because he can show them how, even when there is karma rolling over you or affecting you, you remain fixed on the path of Krishna. Tomorrow I will speak about this very delicate point where karma appears to still be present in the life of a devotee, and how this karma is given by Krishna to these devotees so that they show glowing colors. My devotee never perishes. He stays in all situations on the spiritual path and teaches others to follow on the spiritual path. Yes, this is the understanding. Valadev Vidyabhushana speaks about this with an analogy. Now you will need your Jordanian brain to understand, because it's an acharya who speaks from a high level. Let me see if I can show something. If I put this piece of paper into fire, it will come out as the from the fire, still in the shape of this paper, but it's black. It's burned. It's strictly speaking not the same as the paper which went into the fire when it came out. So when Krishna gives his devotees these fire tests, yes, they burn, like in the example of the fire that burns the piece of paper, but the devotee still, he comes out of this still with the material body, but it's a Krishnarized material body. It's something that is treated by Krishna, where Krishna has taken the rest amounts of karma and burnt it, but it's still a body. So this is a little bit an analogy. I hope you, it satisfies your heart. Yeah. We have discussed many times about this when Prabhupada had a bad tooth, for instance. And we came to the conclusion that his example, how he would deal with these obstacles, if you so want, taught us how to do it, and it was very glorious.
Thank you.
It's a very delicate question. I am seeing that a great personality is making his appearance. Lord Mahadev. Isn't it, Advaita Singha? So we will do an arati kirtan. Yes? What is the song which we sing? To Lord Chaitanya. We sing to that maybe Lord Nrsingadev is also Lord Chaitanya. That's our understanding? Or Nrsinga Chaitanya. Yeah, Chaitanya Singha. That is our understanding today. Wow. Good, so thank you very much. Tomorrow I will speak about fire tests in spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Let's... tomorrow is the atmosphere is cool, you know, and we will hopefully learn many things. Thank you very much. All the best. If you can stay for the Arctic, you are invited.